Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, April 21st, 2009. All the geek and a bunch of rain and it makes people whine.
Makes them whine a little bit. They're unhappy.
No,
yeah,
it's weird. You know?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be...
It's going to be nicer today, I think. It looks
Okay. So I'm just trying to get over the whole tornado warnings and watches from last
night. I know.
Night.
It was nutty, wasn't it?
It's crazy.
The thunder and lightning and wrath of God, dogs and cats living together.
Ah.
The apocalypse.
We had to try to stop it, working together with our superpowers. Of course, I am Billy Flynn.
I am a golden god!
Wow.
And across from me is the one and only Vicar.
Do not get in the hot tub without me.
Ah.
Yeah, no.
Good battle cry, sir.
Yeah, yeah, no, that is my battle cry, right, right.
I
say it in kind of a laid-back way. Granted, that didn't sound like I was fiery about it or anything.
That way but, when you turn, you know, and show the force and bring the thunder.
When I bring the monkey thunder?
They're not ready
the
for
Vicar
it.
The thunder? Uh-uh, they're unprepared.
This date, April 21st in 1828, Noah Webster's Dictionary of the English Language was first published.
Oh, well, there we go. There so we is. Have some light reading. This day, 1918, during World War I, German fighter ace Manfred von Richthofen.
The Red Baron. Sounds like kids should be taking that because they misbehave.
Well, yes, I have a whole, I've got actually a satchel.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, the Red Baron shot down and killed in France on this day, 1918.
This date, 1910, writer Mark Twain died at the age of 75. Halley's Comet was in the sky when he died, as it was the day he was born.
That's crazy talk
it is,
right there.
This date, 1986, Geraldo Rivera opened Al Capone's vault.
Oh, was that this day?
That was this
day.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. Very quickly, on this day, 1945, Yosemite Sam debuted in Hair Trigger by Warner Brothers.
Poor Geraldo.
Oh, yeah. I know, man. That
All
was...
right, I got some birthdays.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
Charlotte Bronte was born on this day in 1816, the lady that brought us Jane Eyre. I always liked her sister's Wuthering Heights better, even though critics tend not to. This day, 1926, brought us Queen Elizabeth II of the UK. Happy birthday, Queen Elizabeth. Charles Grodin, baby!
74.
Yep, that's
go,
right.
Baby.
And Iggy Pop's birthday, 1947.
Oh, you're going to be upset, dude. Dude, Rob Riggle from Saturday Night Live and The Daily Show is 39. James Morrison, that's Lieutenant Colonel Tyrus Cassius McQueen of Space Above and Beyond is 55. Tony Danza is 56 years old today,
Tony
sir.
Danza and Charles
58,
Grodin.
I'm sorry,
Same
58.
Day.
Well, you know the one you really missed? Andy McDowell.
Andy McDowell
is 51 years old
born
today.
Born in 1958,
and still absolutely
and,
yummy.
Born in 1959.
Yeah.
Robert Smith, the lead singer of The Cure.
Dude.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes. Ooh. How old is he? Is he 60?
Was it 60?
1959. 60.
50.
Is he 50? All right.
50.
Thank God. All right,
sorry.
It's a little bit
math and all that good scoopy
stuff. We don't
stuff.
Do it. Uh-uh. No. We don't believe in it.
Hasn't we believe in some TV pages.
Math
though.
Is just a theory. Television tonight. It's Disco Night on American Idol. Staying Alive.
Staying alive.
That's
All
on
right.
Fox tonight, along with a new episode of The Fringe there, sir.
Yes. ABC tonight's got two, not one, count them, two episodes of According to Jim. And on Dancing with the Stars, one celebrity eliminated with extreme prejudice.
Word to that.
And a new episode of the new version of Cupid is on.
Well, how about the old CW? You got brand new stuff over there. You've got a new episode of Reaper. You have a new episode of 90210.
Oh, really? All together in one compact package. Tonight on NBC on the new Biggest Loser, it's Temptation Challenge.
Oh, my goodness gracious
Can
me.
Can you resist the temptation?
Line up a bunch of redheads covered in chocolate pudding and I'm forget it.
Law & Order SVU on after that.
All right. Biography Channel tonight on Shatner's Raw Nerve. Have you seen this show, Billy Flynn? This is Shatner's new talk show.
Okay.
And according to the guys over at Movies You Should See, it's quite good.
Okay.
Anyway, Shatner's Raw Nerve. You get Christy McNichol on one episode, followed by Valerie Bertinelli on the next.
On AMC American Movie Classics, it's Two Mules for Sister Sarah. I know you're on your Western kick now.
Yeah, it's like 1970, 72, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yes,
Discovery Health Channel tonight. That show, John and Kate Plus Eight.
Yeah.
It's all about the family, and they have a bunch of kids. Well, tonight's episode is called How We Got Here.
Ah.
Kids, let me say.
I've got an idea.
And I don't think if it was me, it wouldn't take the whole hour.
No. Animal Planet tonight, I Shouldn't Be Alive. Two men shipwrecked on an island.
Oh, my. It puts the lotion. Anyway. Encore Channel tonight, you got your Field of Dreams. That's good stuff, man.
If you build it, they will
That's
come.
That's good stuff. Moonlight Graham. I like that show.
BET is showing the Rennie Harlan classic, Deep Blue Sea.
Over on FMC, the Fox Movie Channel, it's Hot Shots Part Deux.
Oh, but dear.
Yeah.
FX showing the Italian Job. They've got an episode of Rescue Me on after that.
That's all I got.
Oh,
so
okay. I was like,
yeah,
if you were stuck with a wall hawk.
No.
History Channel, Life After People, The Bodies Left Behind. What
the bodies left behind.
Sci-Fi Channel, WCG Ultimate Gamer, The Gauntlet. Two gamers are left. Two enter, one will leave.
Oh.
Spike TV Deadliest Warrior, it's Spartan versus Ninja.
Oh, I like that. That's
there you
nice.
Go.
Okay.
Turner Classic Movies, Topper. Cary Grant, Constance Bennett, Roland Young. Great movie. Just fantastic movie. TLC, The Learning Channel. It's a marathon of I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
Mm.
But if I'm watching anything, it's on the Disney Channel because a teenage slacker adopts a stray as part of a plan to win a large cash prize at an upcoming dog show. Kyle Massey and Calvin? Calvin. It's spelled Kelvin.
I don't know.
Kelvin Wheeler discover that life, sir, life is rough.
Okay.
New custard lettuce today.
Yeah, I think our email is still kind of a little wonky.
Yeah, it's still dead. So if you're sending emails, we're really, really sorry about
that.
We're working on that, but we're not getting them.
It's the last thing left, and the fine patron saint of this program, Podcasting's Rich Sickford,
is
working uber hard.
Do you want to do your Gmail temporarily? Or not.
We could.
But if you'd like to, BillyFlynn@gmail.com will take care of it. If you got something you got to say this week, send it to that address. It'll get to us.
Because,
okay?
We don't know exactly what's going on because it's not our servers. It's not any of our fault. It's
GoDaddy.
It's GoDaddy's fault. So GoDaddy, go fix it.
Call them out.
So that's what I'm saying. So when you can, can we ring the bell if we say... If we say BillyFlynn@gmail.com,
No, we can't ring the bell for that.
No, uh-huh. All right, fine. Tuesday means we've got to take a look at new DVDs. Of course, your Geekified news coming up this Tuesday, April 21st edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity. In a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers... Classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
Hey, this is Katie Sackhoff, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily.
Nice.
For Tuesday, April 21st, 2009. Katie Sackhoff, and it blew my flipping mind.
Billy's still reveling in the moment,
dude,
sir.
I'm telling you, you have no idea. Seriously.
Oh, man, I was looking at the guest list for Dragon Con. Dude, that's getting huge,
is
man.
It now?
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's really, really nice. So Leonard Nimoy's going to be there, you know.
Dude.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy's going to be there.
We got to do keg stands with Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be
cool. All right, cool.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No. But you do.
I do, indeed. You know what's coming out? Battlestar Galactica. It's Caprica.
Caprica.
That's out today. What I have written down, though, is Galactica... Actually, it's Galactic. What I have written down is Galactic Caprice, which I figure is a super tricked-out big-ass Chevy.
Is that... That's that Clint Eastwood movie, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Where he learns troubled youth throughout the neighborhood fight gangs together.
Right. Now,
awesome.
Have you seen The Wrestler? Because this is out today, and everybody says it's great.
I have not seen The Wrestler.
Against all odds, everybody says it's a fantastic movie. So I might have to get that. I might have to Netflix that sucker.
Okay, because I will be picking up my Caprica, of course. I got to give it a try. Notorious is out today. This is the movie about,
People mistake me for Biggie a lot.
A lot. They do. I can see that.
No,
you two? Twins. Frost Nixon out today. Something I saw on the plane on the way from Atlanta
and
to Denver.
And did one enjoy it?
There are two really good performances. I don't know that it's a great movie, but it's good performances.
So is it like a sequel to Jack Frost?
Actually, yes.
Because that would be outstanding.
It is a snowman fighting Richard Nixon.
Oh, God. I mean, wouldn't you watch that? Hello?
That's all
Dallas,
I would
season 11 is out. And Rhoda, finally, because you demanded it, Rhoda, season 1 is out. Today.
Sir, the Hellraiser box set is out today, but why would you open it? Because the box is designed like, the...
The cube?
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you do that? That's not a good
thing. Freakazoid season 2! Yes! My own worst enemy complete series is out.
Well, yeah, it was like 19 episodes, and they canned it.
Right?
I love that the grand title name of the complete series.
But if I'm there's no Parker Lewis, so if I'm going to pick up anything today, it's going to be it's Halloween, biggest party night of the year. Group of college friends. I'm not going to let the new dean's band spoil their party plans, man. So a night of good, clean fun becomes outrageous nightmare of demonic possession as each of them discovers what's inside the house of the demon.
Ooh, nice. So you're not going to pick up Dee Dee Deluxe. busty debut?
I might rent that one.
Well, all right, that's fair.
You only need it for a little bit.
Yeah, well,
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Hit me.
Well, police have arrested Philip Markoff, age 22, of Quincy, Massachusetts, who they believe is what they have dubbed the Craigslist killer.
Oh, really?
The guy who's been searching, yeah.
Yeah.
Searching the sex ad
list. I hadn't heard that.
He was arrested 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, charged with an attack on another woman who had advertised sexual-related services on Craigslist. He was charged with the murder and the shooting death of Julissa Brisman at the Copeland Marriott Hotel April 14th. Also charged with armed robbery and kidnapping and alleged attack on another woman April 10th at the Westin Hotel.
Jeez,
if this is the guy,
yeah.
I am so glad this flipping freakhead's off the street, man. Wow. Ah.
Hey, dude, no lie. Seriously, if that's him, I'm glad they got that bastard, man. I hope so. I hope so. From IGN, the Fallout universe could be expanding beyond the world of video games. Bethesda recently filed a trademark for the brand covering both television and film. Now, that's the
really?
Only evidence so far, okay. But according to the claim itself, for, quote, entertainment services in the nature of an ongoing television program as well as motion picture films about post-nuclear apocalyptic world. It has to go into that much detail. So okay. What else can that mean? It looks like Fallout, at least somebody, is looking to bring it to the screen.
Yeah,
so there you go,
right.
Fans.
IO9 says even though we're still a couple months away from our G.I. Joe movie, we can get ready with G.I. Joe Resolute, a new animated series written by Warren Ellis.
Wow! What? All right.
So they're talking about it being a more sophisticated take on the characters.
Well, evidently.
And ready for the they're going to do an online presentation. Cartoon Network's going to have the broadcast premiere next week. They're going to show all the webisodes as well as the debut of the final 10 minutes of the storyline. No word yet whether or not we still get that wonderful PSA. And
I
so. Half the battle.
One hopes. From Dark Horizons, the first photo of a notably slimmer Russell Crowe in costume from Ridley Scott's Robin Hood has surfaced.
Ridley Hood?
He's not wearing tights, so that's nice. He looks very medieval. It's a decent-looking picture. It's fine.
He's naked?
He looks, if anything, more like he did in Gladiator than we used to see in Robin Hood. So check it out. We'll have the link there in the show notes. Looks good. This picture, I'm excited about this. I love me some Ridley Scott, so good.
Cool. Alrighty, so TMZ's reporting that Marty York, remember Marty?
No.
He played the smart-mouth sidekick Yeah Yeah in the movie The Sandlot.
Oh, I remember the movie. I don't think I saw it, though. I don't think
really?
I ever saw it, but I'm familiar
with
it.
Okay, well, that's weird. Well, apparently, he was driving with his girlfriend in L.A., and they got into an argument, and his girlfriend struck him with her high-heel shoe,
uh-oh.
And he punched her in the eye.
Oh.
So now he's been arrested.
Beat him down like now, Chris Brown.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Brown needs another celebrity incident to take the light off. I don't know this guy's big enough for that to happen.
Misogyny loves company.
Dude, this is his Sandlot. What?
Damn. That's what he said, too,
no
I think.
Doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt, sir.
I got all movie stories from Variety. While Columbia is prepping for a May 15th release of the Ron Howard, Tom Hanks, Angels and Demons, studio will move quickly to get the ball rolling for the third installment that I've never even heard of. Dan Brown has announced that his next installment of the Da Vinci Code series is called The Lost Symbol. Not even published yet. Doesn't come out till mid-September. First print run is going to be 5 million copies, and they probably will sell them.
Did you say the Da Vinci Code series?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, evidently, three of them. That's what it is now. Sources say Brown has completed his manuscript. Well, I hope so. They've already bought the damn movie.
Yeah, that would be nice.
The announcement was made by Sonny Mehta, the chairman, editor-in-chief of the Knopf Doubleday Publishing Group.
You think he really had a story to just go, hey, give me some money, and,
yeah.
and I'll have him go solve other puzzles
there's another
somewhere
secret
else.
Part that I haven't given you yet.
Yeah, you don't know about that last part, man. Yeah, come
it's
on.
Like a conspiracy.
Ooh, I know who could solve it.
I do, too. Langley's on his way, baby. Isn't that his name? Robert Langdon.
Robert Langdon.
Langdon. Hey, I was close.
You were very
close.
Geek Radio Daily, please stop by iTunes, subscribe while you're there, write us a review. That would be fantastic. Go check out the GRD's Weekly. We did the Starfest recap / summer movie preview last night. Always a good time. GRD licensed under Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States License 3.0. And yeah, send me a note at phillyflint@gmail.com, but we're geekradiodaily.com. That way I can push the button and go ding.
Am I too late?
Who are you?
Dude, Robert Smith of The Cure.
Here, you boys, hold this walkie. You can help me fight her.
You can try, Robert Smith, but that thing just beat the crap out of Leonard Maltin and Sidney Poitier.
I have to try. I can't let Barbra Streisand do this to the entire world.
Hey, where's he going?
Goodbye, Robert Smith. Thank you for your help. Visit us again.